As you may or may not know, many of our worship associates are also in the SKIT group, that is Starking Improvisational Theater, which I didn't write this down, but it was originally started by Mr. Bill Schwab, right over there. Thank you so much, many years ago. Yes. We think, and our Reverend Katie agrees, that improv is a good skill for people behind the pulpit to have. It is helpful to be able to continue a service, or for that matter, a play, or even a work meeting when things don't go as planned. One cannot freeze when confronted by a new or confusing data. A person should be able to carry on in a positive way. If someone you are working with goes in a direction that you didn't expect, it is good to be able to adapt to this new direction. This is true in acting, music, dance, or even a family dinner conversation. One of the things an improver learns is not to be so terribly worried about looking silly or foolish. Every time you're up on stage, you take the chance that you might not be funny. The skit that you're in might be boring or might be too long. Maybe you can't find the right ending. Maybe you wish you had gone in, I don't know, maybe a different direction. Quite often, 2 minutes after a skit is done, you think of the best, funniest line that you should have said, but didn't think of it at the time. Some of the goals of improv are to learn to really listen to your partners and to work together to create something good. We try to build on what our co-improvers are doing and not to block them with our own preconceived notions about how a skit should go. It is up to the audience to judge how well we do. Today, instead of a sermon, we will be doing 4 short improv exercises. We hope that the skits will be amusing, but also just maybe to use this form of communication to illustrate and explore some of the big questions of life. We hope to explore these creative questions and offer a few, hopefully, thought-provoking answers. The first skit we will be doing for you today is called Film Director. In this skit, I will play a director making a movie. Bill and Ruth will play the actors. In this exercise, the director can change the plot, change the location, change the style of the movie, anything. The actors have to be ready to adapt instantly to any change. Betsy, could you please read us the plot for this new film?
This is a Werner Herzog movie. He's directing a movie about Adam and Eve.
Hello. Thank you. All right. So today we are directing a movie here. Here are my 2 actors. How are you today? Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
So you've read the script, right?
I've read it backwards.
You've read it. You've got it memorized. Okay, good. We're throwing that script out. It was terrible. So you're Adam and Eve, right? So the first scene, you're in the forest. You're in, and Eve comes home and tells you she just had this conversation with a big snake, and she tells you all about it. Okay, action.
You wouldn't believe the conversation I had with this reptile.
What kind of reptile?
Oh, it was kind of cute.
Oh, no.
But it was, I don't
cuter
know.
Than, cuter than me?
No.
No. Well, did it offer you anything?
Oh, diamonds and money and everything.
It didn't offer you like a piece of fruit?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay, cut. No, that's terrible. Okay, now, instead of Adam and Eve ages ago in the jungle, let's do something a little different. I feel funny. Let's do something exciting. You're 2 middle-aged Unitarians shopping in Walmart. Okay, just go. Action.
I want those. What?
Lipstick taser.
You want that? We ain't got the money for that.
You don't remember? You don't remember that?
No.
Lipstick taser.
My God, that's horrible. I want this underwear.
Last time I go to a kiddie movie with you.
Yeah, I want this here, these overalls, so I can do my gardening and stuff, you know.
And to hold up a lot of other things,
yeah,
too.
Okay, no, that's terrible too. Let's skip right to the end of the movie, the big death scene. Yeah. So you've both seen God, and you know the secrets of the universe, but it's too much. It's too much, and you're about to die, and you have this big, big emotional death scene. Okay, action.
Oh, I can't believe it. I just saw the Almighty.
I see a light.
Yes, it's not a light. It's a rainbow.
It's a rainbow?
Yes.
Looks like a light to me.
Can't you see it swirling?
Oh, I see that serpent coming back.
Oh, no.
I wonder why.
Great. That's perfect. Print it. This will be released in June in 3D. Great. Who's next? LaVon, you're next.
Our next skit is called Gibberish. In this, I will be playing a guest speaker from a foreign land. Betsy will be interpreting what I say into English. It is her job to react to my body language and gestures. It is my job to listen to her interpretation and continue the scene. Betsy will begin by telling you where we are and where I am visiting from.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for coming. We are here for the very first introduction to this beautiful, let me get my Google app ready for the translation here. Ah, yes. This is a Lady Galaga from the newly discovered island of Barbarabaka. I hope I pronounced that right, Barbarabaka, near the Arctic Circle. And she is on a study tour of the high priestess of her land. And there's, must be like 14, 15, and they're all going to different areas to learn about our culture. And the high priestess, or the shugas, as they call them, has come to tell us all about their land and learn about our land so they can come back. So go ahead with your introduction. I have my Google translation here.
Aya? Aya. Ooh. Ooh. Aya, aya, aya. Aya, aya. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Da, 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 da. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay. I don't think I can get... Hold on. Okay. She says she is happy to be here in this strange... in this wonderful building here. And she has really understanding that there's something called flowers. Evidently, they don't have very many flowers in her area. So she's excited about these flowers. And... she just has a few questions for us.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Okay. One of the questions has to do with religion. Something about, what's this thing called religion?
Yeah. Ta.
She's not quite sure what all the disagreements are about. She's not sure why there's all sorts of disagreements, and in her land they have a saying that what is. What it's not not. And I guess she's not quite sure why we don't have that same saying. But she is learning that some of us here aren't sure what is. She's learning that some of us don't know that what not is.
No. Ta.
Okay, so, but she says, really? Is this a new song? Yes, I think this is the song they sing when they are singing about what is. Oh, yes. She's saying hi to her mom. Mom says hi. She is noticing something about the squirrels out there. Oh my God, there's a squirrel out there.
Oh. No.
Evidently they don't have squirrels in her island, and certainly not at church. She's overwhelmed. I think he understands her. Absolutely. And I missed that last part. Oh, she is commenting on our stained glass window. Something to do with a massive fire that they had last week. That's not a fire. That's a chalice. Where is that fire extinguisher? I know we have one here. She's a little worried about the flames, evidently. Or maybe it's the smell. Yes. That smells like back home at breakfast time. Is that? Oh, yes. I think we need to go because it's past her lunchtime, and we are having food afterwards. Yes. Okay. I think this is a thank you very much, and let's on with the chow.
A few years ago, a German scientist named Elmer Trifenbrennen developed a way to cross-connect the brains of three human beings. Really. This creates a combined entity with many times the mental power of a normal person. Today, you will have the opportunity to ask such a creation three questions. Think of your questions carefully. You will be able to ask about the meaning of life and death, the past or the future, the nature of God and the universe, or whatever else you wish to or dare to ask. We now present the three-headed supercomputer.
All right, so here we have the three-headed supercomputer, which takes a lot of power to operate. So again, it'll only be able to take three questions. So if anyone has a burning question, I will call on you and repeat the question, and they will answer one word at a time. Yes, young lady there. What lesson should we have learned from the past?
Well,
we
should
have learned
many
unfortunate
circumstances,
but
beyond
our
comprehension,
and
we
believe
that
we
love
everybody.
Great. All right. I hope that answered your question. Yes, in the middle. Ooh, good one. How do three heads influence sexual experience?
My
head
is
itchy.
Can't
really
decide
a
common
goal
to
itch.
It.
Period.
All right, thank you, thank you. All right, so we have enough power for just one more question. Anyone, one more question, yes. What is the greatest joy of living?
You
have
to
believe
in
me,
and
you
can
always
rely
on
ourselves.
All right, thank you, three-headed supercomputer.
Our next skit is called Lines of Dialogue. Quite often in life, we find ourselves at a loss for words. We can't think of what to say next. In this scene, we will each choose three random lines from an envelope. And when we can't think of what to say next, we will use one of these lines inserted into the scene. We then have to deal with whatever it is we've just said. Betsy, would you give us a situation for the exercise?
An experienced minister coaching a student before his or her first sermon.
Well, you've certainly done a lot of work this week. How do you feel about being in the pulpit this Sunday?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I know. It is a lot of work. There's really more than most people appreciate how much you have to prepare for what you're going to do.
Right. I've had more coffee than I ever thought I could possibly.
But you feel pretty good about the situation.
I do.
Good. Because, you know, I know I've told you this before, but it keeps coming back to the greatest words of advice that I ever received in my ministerial training. It was a teacher at Starking School in Berkeley, Mrs. Grananifer, who every class opened with these words. Do not ask for who the bell tolls, just pay the toll and let's go.
Wow. There's a sermon topic if I ever heard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much inspiration in that class.
You know, I was thinking about starting out with my first sermon, talking about my first sermon experience. And
well, it's a little cliched, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I was going to open with, he is not the Messiah, he's just a naughty boy. I figured that would get people's attention.
It would. I think so. And that, you know, you could lead into, I don't know, not something too biblical, but a little more humanistic. Choose some different inspirational points. I mean, it could be anything. You can get your inspiration from anywhere. One of my favorite things I actually got from a fortune cookie. And it trumps almost anything I've ever read. And I actually keep it with me. I've kept it with me all these years. It said, I cannot think of them as dead who walk with me no more unless they have turned into zombies and are trying to eat my brains.
Such inspirational material.
It's a reminder to stay on your toes.
Yeah. It is.
Because you never know.
I was thinking that my mother might be coming.
Oh, good.
I'm really excited.
Doesn't she
about.
Live back east?
She does. So this really is a special occasion. But I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about it. And I'm reminded of something I saw written in the clouds once.
Really?
On a rainy day. 'Tis a gift to be simple. 'Tis a gift to be free. But it is better to charge, saith Becky on Main Street. Mm-hmm. You know, that Becky.
Wise.
Wasn't she?
Wise beyond her years.
And my mother loves her dearly.
Yes, not that I know her. I heard that from Charlie. I don't go to Main Street often. But no, there's a thrift shop on the corner that, you know, I go to.
So the really tricky thing is that there's the chance that my father will be there too. So
they don't get along.
Well, they've been apart for many years.
Right.
Now. So I'm hoping that time has mellowed them. And I don't know. I hope I don't look up and get distracted by them.
All I can say is you just do what you have to do. The audience becomes kind of a blur. Unless they start throwing things, you're okay. I can only leave you with one final word of advice. And take this or leave it. Take it to heart or ignore it. As tranquil streams that meet and merge and flow as one, oh no, I have just wet the bed.
You know, I love that turn of the phrase, that change of imagery. It really does something for me. I'm just so inspired having this discussion with you.
Yeah. Well, it's important to be able to open up to people. I wet the bed till last night. So, you know, but I feel I can trust you, and trust is so important.
It is. And it reminds me of some sage advice that my grandfather gave me many years ago.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Sure. My life flows on in endless song, and it goes on and on and on and on. He lived a long time.
Yes. Well, all I can say is best of luck on Sunday, and I'm sure you'll do fine.
Thanks so much.
Today's lay-led service has revolved around questions and answers. One of the most pondered questions for humanity throughout the ages has been, what is the meaning of life? Through the ages, scholars, religious leaders, and intellectuals have struggled for the answer, but none seem to have been satisfactory to everyone. Today, however, since obviously we have answered that eternal question, and only absolute truth and wisdom can be spoken from this pulpit, the time to evaluate the wisdom to which you have been exposed has come. Speaking irrefutable truths is exhausting, And the counseling which all of the participants in this service will require is expensive. Should you be able to contribute to the mental and spiritual health of this church, we ask that you consider an offering at this time. While none of us will be using any of this for individual treatment, we trust that the church will provide the help we will require to regain and restore our sanity. If you are a first-time visitor, however, please let the basket pass you by. You are our guest.